Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. I've done it. I'm guilty. I've teased people about becoming a professional worrier. You're not one of those, are you? I mean, if you don't have something to worry about, you're not happy. How sad it is to think that worry can become this great a part of a person's life. Yet many people are anxious. They fret about everything, trivial matters. It can't possibly happen, can't possibly come true. Wouldn't matter if they did. Think about this. There are days spent worrying about the future and what they're going to do when it arrives. They use fear-inducing words like, what if? And phrases like, you need to be very careful here. Now, it's true that each of us should exercise a discerning spirit, for crying out loud, as we go through this whole life. But worry is one of those things that can paralyze your hope and unplug peace in your world. Jesus told his followers, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and God feeds them, doesn't he? How much more valuable are you than a bird? Luke 12:24. After his resurrection, Jesus once again asked his disciples, why are you troubled? Good question for today. We're going to talk about this at the end of the program. Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Luke 24:38. Standing before them was the risen Lord, Jesus Christ. What greater proof do they need of God's care? What greater proof do you need today? What in the world is going on? At least two people have been killed. A suspect is on the loose today following a workplace shooting in Alabama. It unfolded around 2:30 this morning at the Mueller Company plant in Albertville, leaving two others injured after an employee opened fire. The individual fled the scene in a vehicle. Not immediately clear what led to the gunfire. Millions of fire hydrants have been manufactured at this plant where the shooting occurred. Dateline, DeKalb County, Georgia. A cashier gunned down inside of a supermarket Monday for simply asking a man, sir, put on your mask. And a retired deputy who intervened was also shot. The afternoon horror happened at the Big Bear supermarket in DeKalb when the worker asked Victor Tucker Jr., 30, to mask up due to COVID-19's pandemic, according to the Atlanta Journal and the Georgia Police Investigation Team. The man refused, got into an argument with the woman before leaving the store without making a purchase. He then barged back in and shot the woman in the head. My, oh my. An Indianapolis police officer filed a lawsuit against the NFL on Monday over video and tweets that the league published last year claiming that a black man that he shot and killed died because of systemic racism. The NFL, as part of the league's Say Their Stories campaign, honored Grayson Reed in a tweet in December. The NFL said Reed was one of many individuals being honored by players and coaches this season through the NFL's Helmet Decal program. Indianapolis police officer DeJour Mercer filed the lawsuit in Federal Southern District Court of Indiana. His lawyer, Guy Rufford, wrote in the complaint that the materials the league published imply that Mercer committed occupational misconduct and even criminal acts during that May 6th encounter with Reed, similar to ones inflicted upon George Floyd. The attorney said that Mercer's a hero in a separate statement. This police officer tracked down a very dangerous criminal wanted by police who was a threat to the citizens of Indianapolis. He put his life on the line and was nearly killed himself. He was completely exonerated after an exhaustive investigation in the death of Mr. Reed. And the NFL then suggests that somehow this officer was involved in a police or racist misconduct is a lie. Well, you get a lot of that today, don't you? By the way, both men are black. Have you ever spent much time in Atlanta? I've preached in a couple of churches down there briefly, but never really been a part of Atlanta, George. Driven through several times on I-75. Have you ever been to Buckhead in Atlanta? They say it's a beautiful residential commercial neighborhood in the northwest part of the city. Not a big place. Fewer than 80,000 people live there. But I think it's fair to say, without Buckhead, Atlanta, currently as it's run, could not exist. Taxes from those people account for 20% of Atlanta's entire budget. And you'd think they'd be kind of nice to those folks. They ought to be. But just the opposite is true. For decades, various mayors of Atlanta have attacked these people as if there's something offensive or immoral about maintaining a clean and orderly neighborhood. For the most part, the residents of Buckhead have taken this abuse in silence, complaining, well, it just seemed the impolite thing to do. So they've continued to send huge amounts of money to city government that hates them. And for the politicians in Atlanta, it's been a good deal. Attack Buckhead and take all their money. But that deal could soon come to an end. The reason is that for the current mayor, a spectacular mediocrity with unusually high self-esteem, a person called Keisha Lance Bottoms, that's the mayor. Like so many big city mayors, Bottoms is an incompetent demagogue. She has no idea of what she's doing in government, and she's willing to say or do anything. For a while, it was tolerable to the people of Buckhead. Like most people who live in big cities, they know the drill. They're used to it. Then last summer, things changed. A man called Rayshard Brooks was shot to death in a Wendy's parking lot by an Atlanta police officer. Brooks, who was apparently drunk, had fallen asleep in his car in the drive-thru lane. When cops tried to arrest him, he went berserk. You've seen the video, probably. It's painful. When Brooks stole a cop's taser and pointed at him, that's when the officer, Garrett Wolf, shot him. It was a sad story, but understandably, once you've watched the tape and you see it carefully, Keisha Lance Bottoms didn't wait to think at all. Without pausing for investigation, she immediately fired the officer and issued a predictably self-righteous press release. An independent board later found that what Bottoms did and said was illegal. But by then it was too late. Hundreds of Atlanta police officers quit. Those who stayed understood very well there's no point in making an arrest. Who would want to be an Officer Wolf? Nobody, anywhere in America. Response times in Atlanta's plummeted. You call the police, they don't come. Crime is soaring. Criminals found out that when they were arrested for violent crimes, they were back on the streets in no time. Can you guess what's going to happen next in this story? Of course you can. Buckhead wants to somehow create its own police force or be independent. That just is common sense. What we are sharing here today is happening all over America, especially in the big cities, of course. It's the new America, a flood of evil, and a lot of morons running the show. And speaking of that, the president agrees with Russian President Vladimir Putin on at least one thing. One thing. Relations between the two nations are currently at a very low ebb. Both said as much in interviews leading up to tomorrow's meeting in Geneva, which comes amid tensions over a myriad of issues, including a spate of cyber attacks emanating from within Russia, Putin's military adventurism along his country's border with Ukraine, and his imprisonment of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who survived poisoning with a Russian nerve agent. It should be interesting. Biden sure sounding tough, isn't he? What a tough guy he is. He knows he's facing a real formidable foe. You won't see Biden riding around with his shirt off on horseback. Oh, it's an interesting world, isn't it? I keep repeating to myself every day in the mirror, God is in control. You know it's true. You can take that to the bank and all this stuff. So what else do you know, Joe? His administration unveiled its national strategy for countering domestic terrorism, with officials telling Fox it's designed to cut across the political spectrum while warning that white supremacy and militia violent extremists currently present the most persistent and lethal threats to America. The White House National Security Council released its strategy after an intelligence community back in March released its comprehensive threat assessment, which found that domestic violent extremism posed a heightened threat in 2021, and after President Biden in January tasked his administration with that review, this stuff comes out. This national strategy for countering domestic terrorism lays out a comprehensive approach to addressing the threat while safeguarding bedrock American civil rights and civil liberties, values that make us the nation that we are. Joe, who wrote that for you? Exactly what does it mean? Anyway, he says, we cannot ignore this threat. We cannot wish it away. Okay. And this is a pretty good one. It pains me to say this, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez might be right. Which Democrat do we listen to? I mean, like on the border crisis, as an example. The most honest Democrat in Washington could be this woman. Are you kidding me? At least as far as the current border crisis goes, the answer to that question increasingly seems to be a big yes. I mean, the progressive darling's battle with Vice President Harris last week was instructive. Harris made a speech in Guatemala telling immigrants don't come. AOC clapped back saying, as she's often doing, who are we to tell people in Central America countries who are having all kinds of trouble not to come to our country and seek refuge? Ooh. So, okay, we got to ask the Democrats, what's the true policy then? Don't come or come in? Remember when everyone was running for the Democratic nominee position? At the time, every candidate, including Joe Biden and Harris, was asked if they support free health care for people coming into this country illegally, and every one of them snapped their arms up in the affirmative immediately. Except for Biden. He kind of, as he often does, half-raised his hand. He wanted to make sure he was on point, neither over here nor over there, kind of the way he's running the presidency. That clear message was that the party stands for open borders and for you to fully fund all the goodies for these people. It was only Biden, who we are supposed to believe in some kind of old-school moderate way, that at least he pretended to have some reservations about all of this, but that doesn't matter now. And after all, remember, it was Harris with her flag saying free health care who the administration put in charge of stemming the flow of illegals into America. Yeah, it's a little confusing. So here's the plan in America today. Forget about going back to the office. Just quit your job. What? As the pandemic clouds lift all around us, a great percentage of Americans are just leaving their jobs, going on to new opportunities. And they say it's at the highest level that it's been in over 20 years. Yep, don't go back to work, just quit. So, as the economy is quickly picking up steam in the wake of the pandemic, Americans expect inflation to really jump in the months ahead. Overall, the expectation is that the inflation rate will be up about 4% 1 year from now, a new high for a one-year-ahead inflation expectation. Expectations are what? How much more consumers will spend on their homes, food, rent, gas, cost of college, all going to go up. At the same time, consumers surveyed expected household incomes and spending to increase, particularly if you're one of those with an annual income of more than $100,000. What's going to happen in the days ahead? And this one can't be good. Washington Prime Group. That's a major mall owner in the United States of America. They have 100 mall locations across the United States, and they filed for bankruptcy, citing the pandemic-related shutdowns. The Columbus, Ohio-based company filed for Chapter 11 late Sunday, saying that COVID created significant challenges and that the move was necessary. Washington Prime secured $100 million in new funding to support its day-to-day operations so it can continue in the ordinary course without interruption. So I guess we'll see, huh? Well, Biden says you're all going away. You're just disappearing into the sunset. But prominent conservatives showered Donald Trump with birthday messages as he turned 75. The message? Thank you, sir, for always putting America first. Donald Trump's political career has been littered with personal attacks, of course, but on Monday, they all rallied to send former President Trump a much more positive message. Happy birthday. And the question is, what's going to happen now? Will he make another run? That's the question that looms in the days ahead. And finally, let me see. Oh, the Chicago Tribune. Here it is from 1934. Plan of action for the United States of America. Spend, spend, spend. Under the guise of a recovery, bust the government, blame the capitalist for the failure, junk the Constitution, and declare a dictatorship. 1934 cartoon from the Chicago Tribune. Coming up fast, July the 1st, down there in Tennessee, the first free carry state in America. No firearms license or permit required. Open carry or concealed. Wow. And finally, I think this could be me on almost any given day. I just hate it when I go out into public and the public is there. Oh, happiness, brokenness. Let's talk about this stuff. Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. It really goes without saying here at Hello World that we would be done without you, but I'm so glad every day more listeners, more people on our Facebook page. I know people are praying for this radio ministry, and that's what it is. News, information, and comment every day at this time from a conservative voice out of the Midwest. I've been pastoring for 34 years at the same church, and God has blessed here in radio, and we're so blessed to be a part of Southwest Radio Church and all that's coming up there. Shortly be out in Denver, Colorado, preaching with several of the great voices of Southwest Radio Church. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm grateful that you're there. Many of you signing notes saying you're praying for us every day, and you're telling others about the broadcast. That is just a really big deal. And we say it every day, and I mean it sincerely. Very thankful to you for just being there. God bless you. Well, we've been talking about brokenness and how to be happy in this old world. And as we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, the message goes forth like this. Therefore, humble yourselves. Oh, that's a toughie. Under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the proper time, casting all of your care upon him because he cares for you. Be of a sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, he's prowling around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences you're suffering today are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Charles Spurgeon wrote, God knows that soldiers are only to be made in battle. They are not to be grown in peaceful times. We may grow the stuff of which soldiers are made, but warriors are really educated by the smell of powder in the midst of whizzing bullets and roaring cannons. Is he not developing in you the qualities of a soldier by throwing you right into the heat of the battle? Sure he is. And should you not use your every application to conquer? Well, yes. Let's take Mr. and Mrs. Average. Maybe that's you, and you've got a good start. You really took off in your walk together and with Jesus Christ. You received excellent education, and after you were married, got jobs with promising futures. And it wasn't long until children were born, and Jane was able to stay home with the kids full time. If they had any complaint, it was that Joe's job was very demanding at times. Overall, though, they didn't mind and seemed to be able to squeeze in enough family activities to keep one step ahead of stress. And as Joe's position in the company advanced, their lifestyle kept pace and the growing income. Each of them accepted Jesus Christ as Savior as young people, and their commitment to him had grown through the years, and his parents, they did what they could to make sure their children enjoyed the same opportunities spiritually. Worship services, church, a priority, at least most of the time. And sometimes Joe taught a Sunday school class. Anyone who saw them would have said they were doing well in every area. The average family would have agreed. However, what happened next would change their lives forever. At least that's the expectation for a story like this. But nothing spectacular or calamitous happened to the averages in America. God did not allow them to go through an extreme time of suffering, although they had their share of frustrations and disappointments. If Joe and Jane were completely honest, they would each confess a secret boredom to life. They weren't ungrateful, but as believers, they found themselves quietly asking, is that all there is? It's time to cue Peggy Lee Life sometimes seems mediocre, unfulfilling, average. Where was the bubbling joy and soaring ecstasy they were supposed to find in their relationship with Jesus Christ? They weren't consumed with materialism or irresponsible or shallow, like so many people around them, but somehow the deeper feeling of satisfaction in the Lord was eluding them. Does this story sound familiar to you, my friend? Plus or minus a detail here or there? Do you have a silent heartache or a longing for something more in your life? And what does happiness really mean for the Christian? And is God interested in your emotional well-being in the first place? The answer is yes, He does. But the road to that kind of fulfillment that the Lord wants for you is contrary to being ordinary, common sense understanding. Happiness doesn't happen. It isn't the result of a temporary emotion or some momentarily pleasing circumstances. You won the lotto. Dr. John Trent explains a vital principle here. Have you ever felt that you were spinning your wheels, you were just existing, not contributing, nothing positive for God's kingdom? Or do you, in contrast, have a clear purpose that gets you up in the morning and inspires you to have the best day ever? Everyone needs a clear understanding of where he or she is heading. It seems that there's no real cost of being aimless, but lack of purpose actually drains all your energy and your life away. Now, that may sound like an exaggeration, but it's not. I find this interesting. In 1944-45, Dr. Viktor Frankl was imprisoned in a Nazi concentration camp, and while observing hundreds of fellow prisoners during those years, he made a startling observation. People could live through even the most deplorable conditions, now get this, as long as they had a clear purpose to hold on to, a hope. Like it or not, how clearly we picture our future, both spiritually and physically, will directly affect our quality of life and often its length as well. That's why the mission and pursuit of your life is such a critical issue today. Scripture makes it clear that for the believer, to pursue happiness is to pursue Jesus Christ. There's no other way to look at it, no other equation. But the question comes in for most of us is what that means in our daily living. And obviously, just getting by spiritually isn't going to cut it. A spiritually mediocre mindset leaves you flat and lifeless without any passion for Him that Christ wants to build into your life experience. In 1 Timothy 6, 6-10, the Apostle Paul explains what does not constitute a worthy life goal. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accomplished by contentment. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires in life, which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money, the root of all evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. My Christian friend, you need to focus on Jesus Christ. He'll take care of all those other things in your world. Brokenness, happiness, how do those things go? More on the next program. And finally, you cat owners know that it's true. They say cats can memorize up to 120 commands, but they don't want to. And I hate to admit it, but I have arrived at being a senior citizen. When you get there, you will have a bag full of cords. You will have a gift bag full of gift bags. You will have several plastic bags full of plastic bags. If you've ever seen me in person, you know I've got some big bags under my eyes. Oh, it's life, my friend. Hey, thank you for joining us. Hello, world. Every day at this time, continue to tell others about the broadcast, and you be here daily, 12:30, 6 o'clock, on the World Wide Web, too. Thank you. God bless. I pray you have yourself one fantastic Tuesday. Tomorrow, that'll be great.